Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy Q&A day. So excited. I wrote down a list for y'all today, but I got to find it. Oh, notes for Wednesday. Look at that, would you? I even titled it so I wouldn't lose it. That's my goal this weekend, y'all. I really, really, really want to organize my iPad because I have got just notes and like shit written on a piece of paper, and that's not good. It's not good. And I need to get organized, but I've been resistant to the iPad. I thought I wanted it, but now I've been resistant. I need to make me some folders and stuff. Who's organized? Anybody organized? Is anybody organized? Because I am not. I am not, not, not. Kathy Hartman is here with us. Everybody, come on in. I'm gonna give everybody a second to come in because I do have notes. I mean, I even wrote notes for Wednesday. Big Fork, Montana. You know, I love Montana. I went with my accountability partners. Yeah, I suck at it. And yesterday I was on a meeting. I've been drinking these sparkling waters, and somebody said they thought I was drinking a beer on a meeting. I am not drinking beer. It's sparkling water. Just so we know. We went to Whitefish, but here's my notes. Okay. After this month is complete, we are putting together something amazing for you. What? It's going to be like a stopping at enough page on the website. Yasmin is working on it. More details to come, of which I'm so excited about. So, we're taking like the best of the Q&As, the best stopping at enough, ask coaches that came in this month, all that kind of stuff, and creating a page for y'all. I love that. So, it will more information will be coming out. We'll tell you where everything it is because we always have to go back to stopping at enough. Like once you lose a certain amount of weight, sometimes you have to go back and recalibrate. Sometimes you just get lazy with it. I've done that three or four times, five or six, seven, eight times. And I've had to go back and like do all of the things that like helped me find it in the first place just to kind of hone in on it. So I love that. So I need for y'all to pay attention to that. Then on Monday, we added a call. It's a teacher call, but really it's for anybody, right? That just came into the fall and ended up with a crazy new schedule. So if you're a teacher and you went back to work, if you're a parent who stayed at home all summer and had a nice little habit, like, schedule that you were keeping, and then all of a sudden everything has gone to hell in a handbasket because your kids went back and now you're out at night taking kids to activities and just different things. Maybe you're a grandparent that kept their grandkids some over the summer and now they're gone and you're noticing that what you were doing during the summer just isn't working for you. That call is for everybody. It is on Monday. I think it's Monday, right, Kathy? Yeah, it is this Monday. So that is what you want to work on is if you've got any big like schedule habit changes that came because of the fall, we call it teachers because they're the ones that we know for sure have had a big schedule change. But make sure that you listen to that call. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be really, really good. So that is coming up for y'all. Camp goes on sale next week. What? The amazing Missy Shea in person is going on sale. Virtual will not be going on sale until sometime next year. So if you are wanting to come to Dallas, all the information is on the website, nobswomen.com, under events. You can go check it out, think about it, all the things. But if you are on that page, if you're like, because that's where you're going to get your tickets too, if you're on that page, I think it's next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central. If you're on that page and you're like, oh my God, I don't see where I can buy, just refresh your page at 10 o'clock. We will be adding the purchase buttons. You can do that. But if you're on the website before 10, you may have to refresh your page in order for those to come up. There is not a subject announced yet, which I'm so excited about. And then also, not every Monday, Monica, just this Monday for that teacher call. And then starting on Monday, guess what the coaches are going to start doing? Posting their plans in Facebook. Aha! You asked, we listened. What do the coaches eat? What the hell are we doing? And then y'all are going to post your plans too. There's that. A couple of us will be using the Quick Start Tracker that a lot of new members are using. A couple of us will be using the regular planner, and a couple of other coaches will be using the maintenance planner. So you can see what all the planners that are available to y'all inside of No BS, how the coaches are doing it. And we will be posting our plans daily, which is going to be amazing. All right. That's all the thing that was on my notes for Wednesday pad. Let's get to the Q&A. I know y'all are gonna be like, the fuck, how'd they lose weight? Look at everything they're eating. All right. This is Ask Me Anything. So ask me anything. You know, put it in the Q&A. I'll get to as many as I can. I'm very excited. I know I'm very excited to do it. Christine said, I would like to start journaling, but I think I need to start small. So that you stick with it. Yes. What tips do you have for starting to become a journaler? That's a great question. We actually get you started in the planner. If you're filling out the planner, you're already a journaler because we ask you a couple questions in there. Like, what'd you do right today? Depending on which planner you're using, that's journaling. A lot of people, I started out, I never journaled in my life before. I joined No BS. And so I just, to start journaling, I just took a sheet of paper and I would just write down any thought that came into my head, just to get them out of my head onto paper. Some of it was like a to-do, like, I wish I didn't have to go to work today. I really do need to change the cat's litter box. I have no idea what I'm going to eat for dinner tonight. Like, just random thoughts that came to my head. I don't like putting away laundry. I've got to today, though. Like whatever came to my mind. That's a great way to start. The other way that a lot of people try to start is just to set a timer for like 2 minutes. I'm just gonna write for 2 minutes. Whatever comes to my mind when my timer goes off, I'm done. Because a lot of times people do think about journaling as like pouring your soul out onto paper. And then there's different kinds of journaling too. So you can just do gratitude journaling. Just write things that you're grateful for. If you don't want to get too deep, you can just write like three things that went right today. That's journaling. Anytime that you have a thought or things that you're thinking and you get them down onto paper, that is journaling. I do love a gratitude journal. Lori says, any plans for additional group coaching programs? We do not have any in the works right now. Dawn said, am I understanding this correctly that even what we drink can push us past enough? Can you say more about this? A lot of people, Dawn, feel like when they drink water with their meals, they get to enough faster and then they get hungrier quicker. So some people choose not to drink with their meals. The other thing that you really want to think about is like if I went and got a chai tea latte, which is my favorite thing at Starbucks or wherever. That has a lot of milk in it. It has a lot of, like, I'm gonna say calories, but y'all know what I mean. Like, it's a dense drink. So, yes, if I was at enough and then I went and got that drink, that would 100% push me past enough. Because for me, that's really a snack because of how dense it is, the drink is. So, it's, you know, but if you're drinking like water, or tea or whatever, it typically won't push you past enough. You may feel fuller if you finish your dinner and you know you're at enough and you drink a big, you're like, I got to get this water in, and you drink like 8 to 16 ounces of water, you may be like, oh God, I'm past enough. That's probably just water in your tummy. If you know for sure you were at enough, you may feel full, but you might not necessarily be past enough. Let me know if that answered your question. Let's see. I'm getting two or more 40-ounce waters in a day. Minimum baseline is one. I'm planning dinners, but not sweets. Breakfast is usually the same, but I tend to scramble for a consistent, easy grab for lunch. I'm also not tracking, so weight loss isn't happening. None of that stuff has to do with weight loss, Amber. Not one thing. You can plan and eat before you get hungry and stop past enough. You can have a great plan for lunch every single day and eat it when you're not hungry and eat past enough, and you will not lose weight. Doable hunger is the key. So I want to know how your doable hunger is. It does not matter what you write on the plan, even if you write a plan. We plan for a lot of different reasons. Number one, we want your data in case something ever happens. If you do hit a stall, it helps you notice patterns. It helps you keep promises to yourself. It helps you think ahead. But if all you ever did was eat when you were hungry and stopped at enough, that is what results in weight loss. So, I want to make sure, Amber, that you are, I mean, you can track all day long, but if you're not waiting for hunger and stopping at enough, weight loss won't happen. So tell me about the one thing that matters, Amber, doable hunger. Come back and tell me how often are you eating when you're not hungry and how often are you eating past enough? Kim said, I do pretty well with life and eating when things are going great. A lot of us do. But when the shit hits the fan, it's like my brain takes a vacation and I think I don't have to deal with my eating. Tips, please. You've got to catch that. You just have to. And I often tell myself, listen, I had to go have a talk with my mama yesterday about fire safety. And all I wanted to do was go to Taco Bell and get a Crunchwrap Supreme. Because we had leftovers. I don't want leftovers. I just dealt with my mama. I want a Crunchwrap Supreme. Shit hit the fan. I have to talk to myself. She is not worth eating over. I am not giving my weight loss away to this situation. It is already handled whether I eat through it or not. I have to have those conversations with myself all the time. I have to. I can eat through this. Or not eat through this, but I gotta go through it no matter what. It is just having that rational conversation with yourself. And then over time, I started thinking about the Crunchwrap Supreme in dread of going to my mama's assisted living. Like, fuck, this ain't gonna go well. I am not gonna love this. She is going to be pissed off. She is not going to be happy. You know what? I'll do that and then I'll go to Taco Bell. Like it was a treat. Like it was a treat. I'm already thinking about it. I know I'm going to be triggered to go get something else. I know I'm going to be triggered to overeat. And then the whole way over there, I'm having the conversation. When I get in my car, what happened? My ass hit the seat of the car and was like, Taco Bell. And I'm like, no, you've already decided. There's plenty of food at home. You're going to be okay. You had the conversation. You're done with it now. You're done with it now. You're safe. Everything is fine. But you've got to start to catch yourself in those moments. What was on my plan? Candy asks. My husband grilled chicken on the grill 2 nights ago, and I made some pasta with protein in it, like that Barilla protein pasta with some of that grilled chicken on top and pesto. That was on my plan. Yeah, it did help that it was not on the way home. But you do sometimes. No, Taco Bell went on my plan, Candy. No, was chicken at home. Melissa, listening to the Corinne 365 yesterday, she discussed the halftime method. Okay. And she said, I noticed a panic feeling in my body. I'm going to tell you why you noticed a panic feeling because I'm seeing this a lot. How would be the best to find where it comes from? I'm not afraid of hunger, so not really sure why it gives me a pit in my stomach. Because when you hear the halftime method, you think, your brain thinks, she's taking away half my food. Half. I don't mind stopping at enough, but Corinne's telling me I got to stop at half. But that's not what the halftime method is. The halftime method is you eat half and pause. It not stop, pause. Okay? If you're still hungry, go back and get half of the half that was left. Because a lot of people are like, half? Oh my God, I'm already eating such a small amount. Now Corinne's gonna cut it in half, then I can't eat, and then I'm definitely gonna be hungry later. But you misinterpret the halftime method. The halftime method is eat half and pause, not eat half and put the rest away and you can't have no more. Eat half, pause, because that's why your brain's freaking out. They think they take it away. It's not that. You're gonna, I'm just waiting. If I'm still hungry, nobody's taking it away. And you might notice that you still eat the whole amount of food. Could happen. It could very well happen. But it's like you just eat half. You wait 5 or 10 minutes and be like, am I still hungry? If you are, go back and get half of the half. It's the same thing because people are like, I don't want to do it with yogurt or a protein bar. That's a serving. All it means is when I do the halftime method, like at work or something, and I'm like a protein bar, if I don't have a ton of time, I'll eat half the protein bar and then I go do one task for work. Protein bar's still sitting here. I'm like, am I still hungry? Most of the time, I still am. I'll have a couple bites, then go back and do the task. Sometimes I'm actually still not hungry and I throw 2 bites away. Sometimes I'm like, no, I'm not enough, and I finish the protein bar. It can be as simple as that, or it could just be a salad. The good thing about the halftime method is you can do it wherever you are. So some people like to serve themselves half, but even if you go out to a restaurant, you can visualize, like visually cut your plate in half and eat half. And then just put your fork down and engage with people at the dinner table for like 5 minutes and see what happens. How do you feel? And if you're still hungry, go get some more bites. That is probably, Melissa, why you're freaking out, if I had to guess. Because this happens. I see this a lot, but it's just because your brain locks onto that half and they're like, ah, it's not what it is. It used to, fun fact, you want a little bit of no BS history? Little no BS trivia. If you ever find yourself at the bar, if you ever find yourself at the bar and the trivia question is, who came up with the halftime method? It's Kathy Hartman. It used to be called the Kathy method. For how many years, Kathy, was it called the Kathy method? And then we changed it because nobody knew what the fucking Kathy method was. Oh, yep, it's called the Kathy method. When I think I was already working here when you came up with it, Kathy. Yep. Julie says, once you get to maintenance and you hang out there for a while, what do you think about now? Girl, I'm going to tell you, I struggle so hard with this. I love you asked this question. I have had diet mentality thoughts in my head for over 50 years. Yes. Have you taken the maintenance course on the website under bonus courses, courses and bonus courses? Because it is definitely a mind shift. You can also go on the website. Look at all of the calls. We've got a ton of maintenance calls, and you can even get into the maintenance Facebook group if you've been here more than 30 days. I was going to say 30 years. That's not right. That's not right at all. 30 days. Because that does happen. I got a block about making a goal because you got to think if y'all are like me, weight loss has been your goal your whole freaking life. Like, I don't remember a time when weight loss wasn't my goal. I don't know. Like, it was my New Year's resolution. It was what I Googled all the time, like the fastest way to lose weight, best way to lose weight, easiest way to lose weight. How do I drop 20 pounds fast? Like, that's all I ever looked up. And so when that was gone, I was like, what? It came to make my goals for the next year. The first year we created a vision board and I was in goal weight. I'm like, what the fuck I even put up there? Because it would be a weight loss goal. Maintenance courses also under resources and bonus courses, I think at the bottom too. Double check that, Kathy. Yeah, and diet mentality is going to come around forever. It just is. I do the same. I mean, they just come up and I just am like, oh, so nice to see you came. Move along. Move along. That's just not how I eat anymore. That's just not what I do anymore. Oh, I know where you came from. That's some old Weight Watcher shit. Damn, you done come from way in the back. Way in the back. Damn, where'd you come from? And I just dismiss them. Let's see. Kate said, advice for getting out of your journal and into your life. I make the most beautiful plans, but I'm still always second guessing myself. Love it. So, Kate, when I was a member, every day I would take a picture of my plan and I would make it the screenshot on my the screensaver on my phone. So did every single time. Now, originally, when I first joined, my goal weight was 199 pounds. I also changed the passcode on my phone to be 0199. Because every time I had to open up my phone, guess what? I had to type in my goal weight. That reminded me of my goals. It's little things like that. I had a sticker on my refrigerator. Is this worth the time it will take you to lose the weight? I have a wine fridge. I had a sticky note on there that said, is this on your plan? I had a discovery worksheet inside of my snack, like where my snacks live. Thank you, Kathy Hartman. It's little things, little things. When I moved from the nursing home to home health, I had a sticky note in my car that said, are you hungry? Because I was in my car all day. My food was sitting right there. I had to stop at gas stations to go pee. So before I would get out of my car to go pee at the gas station, I would look down and are you hungry? Before I even went in there, I'd be like, no, I'm not. And I would go straight to the bathroom and come straight out. It's little things like that. It doesn't have to be major, big things to take it out of your planner and into your life. Whenever I talk about that, it's like, I want you, when you're going through your day, to learn who you are now. That is a no BS woman. We don't eat bullshit. We don't say bullshit. We don't think bullshit. We don't talk bullshit. Isn't that what it is, Kathy? Isn't that what Corinne always used to say? But that is what we do. That is who we are. We do not beat ourselves up. When I know what a no BS woman is. And so when I surrounded myself with no BS, I knew who I was becoming. I knew it could be easy. I knew I had help. I knew I could always reach out. I knew that Kathy and Betsy, because those were the coaches when I joined, were right over in Ask Coaches, or they were right over in Facebook. I knew when I reminded myself that I was a no BS woman, that I was never alone. I never had to figure it out by myself. And so it's little things like that. So that is what it means to get it out of your planner and into your life. Because once you join no BS, you're a no BS woman. You are different. You are set apart. I feel like I'm talking about Christianity, which is why everybody thinks it's a cult, but it's true. But we're changing from the inside out. That's what we're doing in no BS. And so the more you remind yourself of that, the easier everything else just sort of will fall into place for you. When you are sitting at home and you're wanting to eat because you're lonely or you're bored or whatever, I mean, if you just remind yourself, I'm literally not by myself. I have all these women here that are just sitting around waiting to help me. I keep telling myself I'm alone and I don't have anybody. That's bullshit. I got 7,000 women and a team of coaches. I'm not by myself. I keep thinking I'm by myself. I might not be able to go touch these people, but they're right there. Literally, they're right there. They're just a keyboard click away. And that's what it means to me. Let's see. I'll go down a rabbit hole. I will tell you. Oh, Dawn said, you answered my question. I noticed the difference when I drink Diet Pepsi versus a glass of milk. Milk is more dense, so it fills me up quicker. Perfect. Love it. Yes, Dawn. Okay, I need ideas about sending a message to my brain when I'm at enough. Like when I smoked, it was to light up. Now it's usually dessert. You're at enough. Here, have more. Love that. That makes me happy, Marianne. So if you want, you can eat less food and have a dessert, right? And let the dessert get you to enough. If you love to have dessert, if you like to have something sweet at the end of the meal, go ahead. Just eat less dinner and have that. So, I mean, nobody's trying to take away your dessert, but when you're at enough, what do you tell yourself? What do you tell yourself? This is enough. And then what happens? It's probably like, but you didn't get anything sweet. But because what's happening, Mary, is you are physically at enough, but you might not be emotionally at enough. There's a difference. There's a difference. A lot of times we want to feel like there's a period at the end of our day. And so you, yes, emotional satisfaction is enough. And it comes from your thoughts. Yeah, Marianne is like, yes. So when you get to the end of the meal, we've got to decide what you want to say to yourself. So, whenever I first, all I have is like my, what I did. And I would, leave food or be it enough. And I'm like, I am fucking figuring this out. Oh my God. It's not as hard as I thought it was. This is awesome. I'm at enough. But a lot of people are like, well, I can't have dessert. Wish I could. Everybody else can. I wish I could have dessert, but no more. I'm at enough, so I gotta stop. Well, then, no, you're not gonna be emotionally at enough. But when those thoughts come in, those old, like Eeyore thoughts come in, you've got to already have practiced. Like when I stop at enough, I'm gonna give myself a mental high five every time. Every single time, I'm gonna just tell myself I'm proud of myself. You know what? Nobody else is doing it. Might as well. When's the last time somebody said, I'm proud of you, Marianne? Nobody. Well, me, for me, it's me. Ain't nobody telling me they're proud of me. I'm telling me I'm proud of me. Yeah. For me, it's a decision. That's right, Shelley. That's enough. And I think we get to that point, but for your new behaviors that you're trying to incorporate, when it's all new or you're not used to it, you have got to celebrate it like you have peed in the potty for the first time. Do it just like you did your kids or your dog when it would go potty outside. It needs to be a big deal like that. Because when you do that, your brain craves more of it. And it's so funny because we're like, we're not going to do it to ourselves. It's in your head. Nobody else hears it. But you'll stand outside in the yard with all the neighbors watching, being like, good boy, you went to body outside. But that doesn't embarrass us. But thoughts in our head of, you fucking did it. Oh my God, that is amazing. In your head, you're like, oh no, would never do that. Why? We have got to start doing that. It's just in your head. Nobody knows, just you and your brain. That's what we have to do. We have to be screaming and yelling and cheering for ourselves on the inside. It doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't take away from anybody. You don't look stupid because nobody else knows it. It just feels good. When y'all are looking for dopamine, hello, there it is. That releases dopamine too, just like a piece of chocolate. So let's just do some shit in our head. But it's so good and it feels good. Lisa, let's see. I often have the thought, this is hard regarding journaling, adding weight training, or even weight loss. Can you give me other thoughts to think? I might be wrong. This might not be as hard as I think. I just need to do one thing. If it really does feel hard, I will reach out. But I might be wrong about it. 'Cause a lot of times you have to remember your that is your brain doing brain things. It's so good at it. It loves a habit. It loves to keep things status quo. So anytime you're wanting to do anything, it is gonna go into, oh, we got it. We don't want that's a change. We don't like change. We like things over here like it is. So in the past, it's like, what got her to stop in the past? Oh, this is gonna be so hard. Girl, you don't want to do that. It's gonna be hard. Because it's worked in the past. So it's gonna give you that thought to keep you from doing it, just like you've always not done it in the past. And so that's, I hear you tell me it's hard, but let me figure that out for myself. I need that for myself. I need to find out if it's true or not. If it really is as hard as I think it is, might not be. It could be wrong. I mean, how many things do we think is going to be terrible happen? And 90% of the time, nothing like that ever happens. I mean, we always do that. We just do. Our brain is job is to look out for pain, to look out for obstacles, to look out for danger. And to keep us comfortable and safe. So it always tells us worst case scenario. It's just normal. It's our brain doing its brain job, which is awesome. I love that it does its job. But a lot of times it's wrong. It's just wrong. Let's see. And then so is it Anita? I hope I didn't say your name wrong in the Q&A in the chat. She's disappointed when she hits enough at dinner. You know, a lot of the Korean 365s this month have been about, well, the whole month's been about enough, but a lot of them, several of them have been about that disappointment that you feel when you get to enough at dinner. So you go back and like, even if you've already listen to them over and over and over again. That's why we let you keep them. That's why they don't delete after you listen to them until it starts to get ingrained in your brain. I've lost 7 pounds in 2 weeks, Laura says, and it's because of water retention in my ankles. I've been adding liquid IV to my water and it's contraindicated with high blood pressure. And I didn't know that. Girl, now you do. Just an FYI for anybody that considers liquid IV. Yeah, it's got a lot of salt in it, right? Oh, Anita said I got her name right. Thank the Lord. I always hate to do that. I don't want to say somebody's name wrong. That's why MJ is so good, because people usually don't mispronounce it. Dawn, sometimes when I hit enough, but have thoughts about continuing to eat, I struggle with thinking about thoughts to help me realize that eating past enough isn't what I want to do. What thoughts can I have besides I will, how will I feel later tomorrow? Well, I think I talked about some of them just now. We talked about that whole celebration with yourself. And then I had to really reassure myself a lot at first. It's fine. You're at enough. And if you get hungry later, because usually on all my old diets, dinner was done and you were done. And it didn't matter how hungry you got, you couldn't have any more. Because a lot of, especially at dinner, it comes from that hibernation kind of like we're not a bear hibernating for winter, but you would have thought we had to pack it on so that we wouldn't get hungry later. Because then how many of us are fasting? God love us. We did all that fasting bullshit. And then it's like 6 o'clock, and then you can't eat anymore. And then you can't eat till 10 a.m. You're like, I gotta get it all in so I don't get hungry later. A lot of it comes from that. So it's that safety. That's where like Kathy's calls come in, like how to feel the hard stuff without eating. So you want to make sure that you're reassuring yourself. I'm only nervous about stopping right now, probably because I think I can't have any more, but I actually can. If I get hungry later, I have a plenty of food in the kitchen. I have plenty of food. It's available to me. I'm not punishing myself anymore. It'll be okay. So a lot of it does come from that. Tammy said, everyone says I won't lose weight if I don't exercise. Thought they're wrong. I think they're wrong. I think you should just tell them, watch me. Watch me. You can't outrun your mouth. Tammy, you cannot. I mean, and literally, yeah, Christy says you can't. Yeah, they're wrong. That's the race. They just wrong. I mean, if I go for a walk right now, like if I go walk around my neighborhood, I'm gonna burn a few hundred calories. Literally. Like a gentle stroll. But people think that they, I mean, in your head, you think like I've earned my food. No, that is not true. You don't even burn that much. Nancy's lost 170 pounds with very little exercise, and they are wrong. Yeah. They're just wrong. And bless them, it comes from a loving place. Calories in, calories out. It's what they've been taught. Calories in, calories out. You need to burn more calories. No, it's just wrong. It's wrong. Bless them. Listen, you know what you say, Tammy? Put on your best Southern accent. You got. Come deep. Listen to me and Corinne. Bless their heart. Bless your heart. So sad for you. Yep. Put it on. Find it. It's in there. You've listened to me and Corinne enough. You can find it. It's there. Bless their heart. Yep. There you go. Let's see. Oh, okay. I find that when my dinner consists of finishing up random leftovers instead of traditional protein, side and veg, it feels like grab-assing and it can lead to fuckity. Yeah, you've got to tell yourself, this is just what my dinner looks like tonight. Dinner looks different all the time. This is what my dinner looks like tonight. I know this looks like grazing did in the past. Put it on a plate. Sit down at the table. Make it dinner. Make it dinner. Remind yourself, this is dinner. And then afterwards, it's like, well, you didn't really have dinner. You just kind of grazed. You probably should get something out. No, that was my dinner. That's just what my dinner looked like tonight. Let's see. Let's see. Cambria. Oh, I love that name. I keep thinking that one day I'll wake up and things will click in my brain and I will just do all the things. Wouldn't that be nice, girl? I wish that did happen. But I'm realizing that it will be more like recommitting each day and being consistent, not perfect. Yes, girl. Yes. Was that your experience as well? Uh-huh. That's why I did all those, like, putting sticky notes and doing all the other stuff. Because when you're starting a new habit, your brain ain't gonna be like, oh, don't forget you were gonna do this and that and the other thing. Don't forget. Oh, remember you were going to drink water today. Oh, remember, it's not going to do that. You've got to remind yourself. How do you get to the point where you were just seeing consistent progress and not having to consistently re I never restarted, Cambria. She said, how do you get to the point where you were seeing consistent progress and not having to consistently restart? For me, if I was going to restart, it would be like, well, it's Friday. I guess I'll restart on Monday and then just fuck it eat for 2 days. But I never did restart. I just made my next best decision. That's all I did. I never restarted. I don't care if I did not plan. I mean, there were times, listen, ain't nobody perfect up in here. There were times when I didn't plan for 2 or 3 weeks in my weight loss. There were times when I went 2 or 3 days and just kind of fuck it ate. Like shit would be happening, whatever. I don't really do that much anymore, but I mean, I did. I was probably a no BS. I still had that diet thought of do good all week. You can just do whatever you want to on the weekends. Like I struggle with that for a long time. I was probably in the membership for at least, God, 9 or 10 months before I did not gain weight on the weekends. I just was. It just did. But it wasn't like from a restart thing. It was like you can like loosen up a little bit. I don't think I ever went like crazy on the weekends, but I sure didn't pay attention because I had done good all week. And that was really my mindset. But I had gotten it down enough to where I would only gain like a pound on the weekend. I remember the first time I lost weight on the weekend, I was like, huh? Because I just started to level it up. Yeah, we're doing the weekend thing next month, which is so exciting. But I just realized I want to become a person who does this all the time. It's not hard. It's not bad. And the more I practice it, the easier it becomes. And so that's sort of what that was sort of my turning point. But that is really, that is why I never did restart. I would be like, whenever I would notice that I had kind of fallen off of a habit or not really done a habit for a few days, I'm like, okay, I can just pick up today. Or if I overate at lunch, I would be like, I'm not going to restart at dinner. I'm just going to make my next best decision. I just decided I was never going to punish myself with food or reward myself with food. It just was going to be food. That's what I was going to do. Claudia, is it possible that my enough is not a line but a window? Oh gosh, I don't know. I've been trying to find the exact moment, but I find it difficult to identify with precision. If it's working, is it okay? Yes. I mean, I think mine is a window too. I mean, a lot of times what I'm doing is looking, I don't ever like get a lightning bolt really that says like, oh, that's enough. Stop. It's more of like a feeling I have. Like I start looking for the best bites. I start to think, wonder if I've had enough, whatever. And then usually I have. And then I just sort of stop eating because now I know if I get hungry later, if I'm wrong, hell, I can get it wrong. I can undereat enough because I have a whole kitchen full of food. I don't have to be perfect about it. I can get it wrong because there's always food available to me. Tori said, I have noticed that eating at a restaurant with my young children has really rushed my eating. I eat incredibly fast. Do I feed the children, then eat my meal? Do I eat first, then feed them? I feel like I'm on a ticking time bomb. Girl, as soon as I read that first sentence, I was like, girl, don't I know? Don't I know? I feel like I'm on a ticking time bomb just trying to make it through the restaurant without anyone crying, throwing a fit. Oh, children are two and one. Oh my Lord. Kathy said she feels this way when her kids are with her. So I've never done it with young kids. And if I have, it's been somebody visiting, so it wasn't as big of a deal, but you're doing it all the time. And so, you really, Tori, are in such a great spot. Because you can just say, I'm just gonna take a bite and then I'll take care of them. And then I'm gonna take a bite and take care of them. You can actually say, instead of shoveling it in, I'm just gonna take a bite. And then if they pitch a fit and you have to leave, what is the worst thing that could happen? You just leave that food on the table and you have to get something else later. Or you have to pack it up and take it home. Like that's a worst case scenario. It's the worst thing that will happen. So it's almost like reminding yourself of that. Worst thing that's going to happen if I slow down right now is they're going to either pitch a fit, I'm going to have to take this home or just throw it away, in which case I've got something else at home I can have, or I can swing by and get me something else. Just like think about like what are you afraid of? Like not being able to eat, but is it wasting money? Is it wasting food? What is it exactly that you're most scared of? And then give yourself reassurance about that. Because it's like, yeah, I keep thinking I might be hungry later, but I got food. I'll be okay. Suzanne says, I've been mulling this over for a long time. There are times, especially at night or in the middle of the afternoon, when I get what I call mouth hunger. It feels like it's an oral fixation. I sucked my thumb as a child, smoked as a young person, and drank more than was healthy for years, but I've stopped all that. When I have those urges, I sometimes chew gum, but is there anything else you can say about oral fixation? I don't think it's emotional, but maybe it's boredom or a need for some stimulation. The fact that you said maybe it's boredom or a need for some stimulation tells me that's exactly what it is. Because if you don't have it all the time, like, if oral fixation was not emotional, then when you were yucking it up and having a good time with your friends and doing all the things, you'd be like, oh my God, I'm having a fixation alert. I got to put something in my mouth. But that is not necessarily what's happening. You're noticing it when you are sitting, when you are bored. So it is emotional. And that's the first step of recognizing what it is. Okay. And the other thing, too, is Kathy will put in the chat a little more because she knows a little bit more. But there is something about your nervous system that calms you when you're chewing, right, Kathy? I'm speaking out of turn. But there is something about that motion, right? That, yes, that helps calm your nervous system. So it is, there is something going on. You are above home base or you're heightened or whatever. And it is just tuning into what that might be. Like putting your hand over your heart, doing some of the other things that Kathy talks about in those how to do the hard stuff without eating calls would be amazing for you to kind of bring yourself back down just a little bit. Look at me, Kathy. I listen. Chewing and swallowing is rhythmic. Oh, see, Kathy, I knew you would come up coming in clutch, Kathy Hartman. What else can you do that's rhythmic? Tapping your fingers, walking, something like that. Some other rhythm. Calm your nervous system. Look, I knew I was on the right path. I was almost there, Kathy. Oh, a fidget spinner. Yeah, you can get those on the Zon too. It takes me a while to feel enough. I need to wait sometimes up to 20 minutes to feel it after I stop eating. The wait is difficult. Oh, okay. Do you have any suggestions on how to make it easier? I typically end up scrolling my phone or trying to fill the time with something else, but I'm thinking about food the entire time. Tatiana, why is that a problem? Why is it a problem? Because really, the reason you're pausing is because you're wanting to know if you're enough. Like, I need to figure out if I'm enough. So I'm going to pause. I'm going to stop and I'm going to scroll my phone. So, you've given your brain a job to figure out if you're enough. It's really not a problem that you're thinking about food for 10 minutes. You find it stressful. Okay. So, now you got to have a conversation. The only reason I'm thinking about food right now is because I'm figuring out my enough. It's going to get easier. But for right now, I need to give myself some time to get this figured out. I am willing to be a little bit uncomfortable for 20 minutes so that I can get better at it. It's just having that really calm conversation with yourself. That's it. Quenisha, I joined No BS 5 weeks ago. That week, I also increased my dose of GLP-1. I'm down 10 pounds since then, but I'm more tired. My fatigue started to increase about a week after I joined. I felt a bit weaker during my daily resistance training. Prior to No BS, I was eating two protein snacks. I've eliminated that because I'm only hungry about 3 times a day. I have a doctor's appointment to discuss the fatigue, but I'm wondering if my food may be contributing. Are you so you're hungry 3 times a day? Are you being protein forward in those meals? Are you prioritizing protein and healthy fats in those meals? Because that is what is going to be key. Because a lot of times when you're on a GLP-1 and you only get hungry 3 times a day, it's like, well, I'm only hungry and I really do want a this or a that or a burger or fries or whatever. Not healthy fat per se. Well, I would talk to your doctor. And then Kim says a GLP-1 can make you tired too. Also, make sure you're getting plenty of water. Oh, you're getting plenty of protein then. Oh, add a vitamin. Somebody said, see y'all on these GLP-1s are helping me. Thank y'all. Yep, vitamin B. You could get your, that's the other thing too, because you are eating so much less. Make sure you're getting your hormones checked, your make sure you're getting like your B12 checked, all that kind of stuff. One time I was super tired. I went and got checked mine. And I was literally so depleted of B12, I had to go get shots every week for like 6 weeks to, before I could even start taking a pill. And I was like, oh my God. And then now I've noticed I was tired again. I went and got my hormones checked. I didn't have a damn bit of testosterone. I had none. Well, I had no estrogen. I had no, so I had some pellets stuck in my ass, that stick them in my ass. They cut me open on last Friday and I got pellets. So there's that. So I had to have that done. Pellets are awesome. I'm waiting on them to kick in. She said it would take about a week. So I had literally, it didn't register. It was so low. So I'm excited about it. But like when I get tired, that's the first thing I do. I'm like, something is off, and I go to the doctor and I'm like, you've got to check my blood work because I know something is off. So because I knew something was wrong, and I'm like, this ain't jiving with how I'm supposed to feel. And so I went immediately. I'm like, take my blood, take all my blood, because something is wrong. And every time it has been something I was deficient in. Let's see. Kelly, I'm planning to go to town today and eat Arby's and Dairy Queen. Hi. I will short myself at Arby's and DQ. Oh, to leave room for DQ. I won't eat DQ right after Arby's. We do a couple of errands and get DQ as well as we leave. I feel guilt that I won't be hungry when I eat DQ. How do I work this out in my head? Is it okay to plan that way? Kelly, I'm gonna ask you a question. So you're going to town. How often does this happen? Here's the thing. Sometimes, and I'm not telling you to do this, Kelly, at all. Well, there's two ways you can look at it. Even if you're not really hungry when you get DQ, you can still decide to stop at enough. So think about it, a gas tank, you eat Arby's, 2 hours later, you're still not hungry. You're gonna eat a little bit less at Arby's. I think you'll probably be okay. But if you're not all the way hungry yet, then maybe you get something smaller at Dairy Queen. Because think about your stomach like a gas, the easiest analogy, your gas tank. So whenever you're hungry, and your tank holds 15 gallons, then you can put 15 gallons in. But if you know that you're going to go through the desert and you've got a half a tank of gas, you got seven gallons still left in your car, you're not empty, but you want to go ahead and eat or get gas, it's only going to hold 7 gallons, 7 and a half, if you do the math correctly. So that is exactly, what you want to start thinking about. Like, I might get to enough quicker if I'm not really hungry whenever I eat Dairy Queen. The other thing that you can do is be like, okay, today I don't do this. I do this once every month or two. You are not overweight. I am not overweight because once every 2 months, I eat a little bit past enough on purpose because it's not something I do. If you do it with awareness and then you decide, if I do decide I want to go a little bit past enough today, like when I went to my family reunion the other week, I decided ahead of time, I'm going to eat a little bit past enough. It's every third Sunday of August. I got chicken and dumplings and Aunt Clara's pickles, and I'm going to eat them. I decided. So we are not overweight because we on purpose made a decision to go a little bit past enough, or on your birthday, on your anniversary, when you go out to Ruth's Chris, which you never go to. That's not why we're overweight. We are overweight because we overeat and then we say, fuck it. And then we fuck it eat because we overate because we decide that we'll just start again on Monday. That's why we're overweight. If you're doing it on purpose and intentionally, and you love your reasons every 2 months, girl, you fine. But don't eat the Thanksgiving full. We've got that on that stopping at enough and the stopping at enough guide. There is like the new chart that we release, which I absolutely adore. But it's got survivor hunger, survivor island hunger, all the way to like Thanksgiving full. And then, or holiday full, whatever it says. So you want to make sure you're not going to go all the way to like, thanks. Whenever I decided to overeat, I didn't have to unbutton my pants. I didn't go that far, but I was like going past enough. There's still a few bites of this here chicken and dumplings that came all the way from the sand hills in South Carolina They drove it 2 hours to the thing and they're getting old and I wanted them so bad. I was like, I'm gonna eat just a little bit more. And I was excited about it. I was happy as I could be. Claudia, what's the first best step to come back in track? First week, no BS was great and I lost 1 kilogram. Second loss, 0.3 kilograms, but was much harder as my husband and mom returned here in the holidays. So, three adults to, it's hard to get three adults to agree what to eat and when to eat. My husband works the whole day here, so I cannot relax. Why? When just sitting in the sun, it feels bad. It feels bad because you're thinking he's working. I should be doing something. I don't want to make him feel bad because he's work. That's why you feel bad sitting in the sun. So now I'm in the third week and recognize I do no longer write down what I've eaten, whether I eat when I'm hungry and stopped it enough, and what makes me proud. So you have to start journaling again, or do you have another idea? Well, you don't have to start journaling again. I want you to do it from a place that feels good for you. I know I feel better when I write down what I ate. She's talking about in the quick start guide, there's like you can write down, we don't get you into planning. We get you to write down what did you eat after you do it. So like at night, you're like, I ate these things today. Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop it enough? So that's what she, that's kind of what she's talking about. And so it's like, I don't have to do that, but I know that's what helps me get to my goals. I know that's the one thing that's different that I didn't do the first 2 weeks, and it really did help me a lot. So I'm going to do that again. And then the same thing, you're not going to restart. You know, I said I never did restart. It's like, you know what? Can I just? And you live in Germany, right, Claudia? If I'm not mistaken. So it's way later there than it is here. Go ahead and write it down. I don't care. You know, like if it's midday, go ahead and get your quick start tracker out. It's never too late to write it down. Never. Go ahead and write it down. What you did yesterday is 6 p.m. Well, you can do it today, Claudia. Go ahead. It's you don't have to have like a big kumbaya to get it going. It's like, you know what? Making my best next best decision. I'm gonna do it right now. Go ahead and do it while you listen to the end of this call, Claudia. And how about me recognizing? See, I love that. I love now I email new members when they come in. And now I know so many people now. I'm loving those Wednesday emails. It's my favorite day of the week. So if you're a new member, you get an email every Wednesday for the first 8 weeks of membership. And then they are invited to respond. And some people email me every week. And I love that. It makes me so happy. Rhonda, and it's so my inbox is always open for y'all, by the way. Support at pnptribe.com. If you need anything, you let me know. I'm your girl. And you gotta ask coaches. Don't ever forget about them. Ask coaches. If y'all aren't using, I did we do the numbers every week. We check the numbers every week. So many people don't write in to ask coaches. And here's why. I don't know what to ask. Or they say, my question's not that important. Or they've got so much to do, I don't want to add to their work. Do y'all know that the number yesterday was 5% of the membership uses Ask Coaches? Only 5% of y'all. So when you're sitting there thinking they got too much to do, it's a damn lie you tell. It's just not true. Only 5% of y'all used Ask Coaches last week. Can we get it up to 25%? Don't tell Ashley I said that. Oh, Holly, that's exactly what you need to write in to ask coaches. I know what I should be doing. I just don't. Help. That's perfect. You don't have to. I got an email today that was, I don't remember, it was like one sentence. I'm like, you're gonna have to give me a little bit more information. But I gave her like three questions to answer. She's already emailed me back. I know the questions. I just need to know your problem. I just keep fucking eating every night after dinner. Help. You don't, that's it. I've gotten off track. Help. Just tell us what the problem is. We know the questions to ask. You don't need to come up with it. You don't, we're the coach. That's why you're asking. We have the solution. You just need to tell us what your problem is. We'll help you figure it out. Let's see. Rhonda, I've been getting within 3 to 5 pounds of my goals, but then I increase my good foods and gain. There is like a goal barrier I run into. What is it, Rhonda? What are you telling yourself? For me, I got stuck at the end of my weight loss journey. And I also, the other thing I did was I got into maintenance and then I kept gaining like right outside of my maintenance range. It was goes back to what that earlier question was. I did not know who I was. If I was not a person losing weight, who was I? I had to do all of that maintenance work because I did not know what to do with myself if I was not a person who was losing weight. Janet, I did get to eat to enough for a few weeks, and then I went back to eating often and used to this. I am now trying to get back to eating to enough. And why does this happen? Will it ever become a habit? Yes, it will, Janet. 100% it will. And I think you've emailed me too. If you need to email me again, make sure you do. But it's normal when you're developing a new habit. And that's why perfection isn't required. Corinne was talking about how many days, y'all tell me 260, 160 days to create a habit. What did y'all tell? What was it? What was it? Ever how many days, but it's not consecutive days. It's consistent, like just days added up. So if you eat to enough or you notice you're enough, 260. I knew that was right, but it seemed high. Didn't that seem very high to y'all? 200. I was so shocked when Corinne said that. Anyway, if you do it for 14 days and then you kind of don't plan or do drink your water or whatever for 3 or 4 days, then when you go back to it, you're just adding a day to the 260 days, which is good. So that is exactly what happens. And then the other thing you notice is if you notice that you've got a pattern of not eating at enough, then you've got to set your environment up to remind yourself. So maybe it is that you do the halftime method or serve yourself in a smaller plate so that you create that pause that will remind you to stop it enough. Because that's the thing. It's like when you're eating, you get into a momentum eating, which is what we've always done. You just eat till it's gone because that's all we've ever known to do. And so it's very difficult for a lot of people to stop and be like, have I had enough? But if you serve yourself a small amount and you insert the pauses that you want to have on your own, but you're just not there yet, which is normal. And so you just insert it so that you create that natural stopping point for you. And you're like, oh, it's gone. Oh, that's right. Am I at enough? And then it just reminds you, it prompts you to ask yourself if you've had enough. Because remember, it's not a you problem, it's a process problem. So says James Clear. It's never a you problem. You just need to tweak your process. So you need to set yourself up for success. All right. Any other questions before we get out? This was fun. I have a good time with y'all. I love these Wednesday calls. I have the best time. So don't forget the weekend, how to stop overeating on the weekend. Stop overeating on the weekend, whatever it's called. I told y'all I could never remember the name of it. The videos release on Monday. So there's going to be the workshop later in the month about weekend eating. But so it's going to be like a lot of our other workshops. It's included in your membership for everybody that's new. It's already on the calendar. You just show up and get your learn on. It's like a half a day with Corinne. So much fun. I love it. I love a good workshop. I think Kathy's even gonna be in the chat. Is that right? Yes, Kathy will be in the chat with y'all that day. So it's gonna be amazing. So here's the way that it works. Corinne will play the pre-recorded videos and then she's gonna teach a little bit more and coach, but the pre-recorded videos will be up on the website on Monday. So if you are like, I really, really, really want to work on the weekend, but I don't want to wait for the workshop, you can go listen. You can download the guide and print that off or get it to be fillable. And then you can also go ahead and watch the pre-recorded videos. So, that's amazing. All right. Let me know if y'all need anything. Remember, my inbox always open for y'all. Use Ask Coaches, y'all. Let's see how big we can get the percentage next week, because I run the numbers on Monday. So I see how many people ask coaches, and then I do some math, and then it's amazing. So let's see, next Wednesday I'll tell you if we got the number up, because it was 5.7%. MJ does math. I do math every so often, sometimes poorly. So, all right. Y'all have a great rest of your Wednesday. Let me know if you need anything. Get something juicy for Ask Coaches. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your week, and I will see y'all. Corinne will see y'all on Sunday. I'll be in the chat with you, and then I'm doing a call on Sunday afternoon about is private coaching right for you as soon as she's done. And then I get to watch the Gamecocks play game opener on Sunday. Woo! Go Gamecocks. Spurs up. All right, y'all. Bye.